certainly shows the civic pride out here this morning. Hundreds of volunteers doing what Minnesotans do best, I think, come together as community and in this case prepare for what could certainly, we can't control the weather, we can control our preparation. In the state of Minnesota, our emergency management system has been stood up for about the last 2 weeks in preparation to work directly and take pretty much marching orders from local emergency management mayors requesting help. And we're down here today in anticipation of a crest that will be coming and in the preparation to be able to protect some of our neighbors' homes, sandbagging them, and for us to get an opportunity to see what's out there. So far, because of a near-perfect melt, the state of Minnesota is still in some regional flooding. We've got a lot of ice dams on the tributary rivers on Minnesota and others. That will all end up here eventually. So I want to compliment the mayor and local representatives for their proactive nature, for having all the systems in place to prepare for this. I think residents should know again, we're not out of the woods yet. It seems like it's a great day. It's going to be fun to get outside, walk the dog, run in the park. The water's still going to melt and come downstream. So stay vigilant. This is a great way to do it. The city is showing the rest of us how to do it, and I'm just grateful. And it's really good to know we've got a great federal partner who is prepared, has been on the ground on several occasions, ready to do what's necessary. And should situations arise where we need help from the federal government, especially in disaster declarations, we know we've got somebody who knows every foot of what's happening down here, can make our case and get it through. So, Congresswoman, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Governor.